This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, we're not going to talk about the elephant in the room right now. There'll be plenty of time to talk about it.
See y'all in the morning.
Yeah, not going to see, no. Yeah. Told you, we're not talking about the elephant in the room. We're not talking about the cardinal in the room. We're not talking about the zebra in the room.
Time for y'all go to bed.
We're not going
to
talk about anybody of those animals that are in the room. I know you. I know you want to, but we. You're going to do your little news thing, your midget boy. You'll be doing it then. Then we can talk to that Mitch guy.
Yes.
You know, he's going to tell us why we should pretty much hate life.
Well, I don't hate life. I just would like to get a good night's sleep sometimes. So if you're going to lose, just freaking lose. Don't keep me up till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then sitting in bed.
Yeah.
The heart's still racing.
I think, really.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
I think, look, man, if you're a regular human being that doesn't have to get up and we have to get up, but there's so many people that actually do because the, you know, West Coast has to operate by East Coast hours. So people are getting up earlier, at least where we are, than maybe other places. So they have to know that about us and let us sleep.
And a quick screw you to whoever decided to set off fireworks as well in our neighborhood.
They didn't win.
Yeah, so there's a rule.
Unless we have a Cardinals fan that lives somewhere in Puyallup and said, finally, I get to set off these fireworks.
Oh, man. Or it could just be, I don't care. I like fireworks. I'm going to do it.
You know, it probably was that. It's like, son of a bitch, I bought these fireworks. I'm planning on using them. Screw it.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, look, when I take my hearing aids out and with my great windows that I have, I think you could light off bombs. I wouldn't hear it.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Well, when you're awake, you can still hear it. Like, if I fell asleep, I probably wouldn't have noticed, but I'm lying in bed and I'm like, you son of a bitch. Like, why are you setting off fireworks? This is not cool.
I'd like to recommend hearing loss, Steve. This will help you out a lot.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. I mean, that is the one good. Seriously, dude, I mean, I'm the guy that you want to move next to airports.
So I should go to bed with headphones on and just blast Slayer.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Dude,
yeah. There's that, too. I mean, until you know, and then until you finally get to be in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations to you non-sleepers.
Yes. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say.
She's saying that.
This is fine.
Last week, and I think it was Monday, we talked about the fact there was a dude that his wife left him because he threw his controller or something through the picture window and broke it. And I was sitting there going, God, you know, I don't know why somebody would do that. Come on. And I mean, I had that remote in my hand. And I'm telling you, I was like, I now understand this man's pain.
Yeah, like there was no point where I wanted to get like angry at that point. But man, as soon as the game ended, my head just went into my hands and I just sat there and I'm just like, and my wife's just like, you want to go to bed? I'm like, yeah. I just don't know what to do at this very moment. Like, I just was like, this is not how things are supposed to be. Like, it would be like watching a Disney movie, like a sports Disney movie, where it's like the triumphant return. Everything's working in their favor, and the movie ends on a high note. But this Disney movie ended on a very sour note.
Yeah, we know. I know how it feels to be the other team because, you know, talk about the fact that you do everything you can to lose that game, and that would be the Cardinals, and they still win the game. That sounds like a page out of our book.
True. Like, then have a lead the entire game, tie it at the end, and then boom, win
it. Yeah, and
they still almost lost.
And yeah, exactly. Like they should have. They really should have won it. And I should have still been able to go there at a decent time. And
I think I would have been even like maybe 30% less angry if they would have lost in overtime without the whole missed field goal thing going.
Exactly.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
The missed field goal to me was like, okay, this game's over.
But and to me, I thought this, and even when the announcers were saying, oh, this is a cakewalk. I mean, he's Russell Wilson. He went like 900 yards one time, and he only had like half a second. He's got plenty of time to be able to get over there and get in field goal range. And I'm like, oh, that's the kiss of death, you know, when you're like, when you
and
say that.
More salt in the wound when Metcalf scores that touchdown, and it's a holding call.
Yeah.
And it's such an obvious holding call, you can't even be angry that it was a holding call. You're like, yeah. Without that holding call, there wouldn't have been a touchdown problem.
I actually thought, though, that when I saw that, I go, that was your opportunity to give us a make 'em up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was looking at the refs, because you're right, it was an obvious call. But I'm like, hey, refs, is that the time you could pretend you didn't see it to give us a make 'em up for the other calls that you made that were just ridiculous?
Hey, refs, why didn't you cheat for us?
Well, they sometimes
come
do.
On.
They do. Sometimes refs will, because here's what they can say. We can't see every play on the field, which is why we miss some calls. And they sometimes will do make 'em ups if they really realize they really effed up. I mean,
that's an alleged thing. I'm with you, though. I believe that sometimes does happen where they kind of like give you one just to kind of make up, but like there's never been a ref that's out and out said like, yeah, we do make 'em ups.
Yeah, well, I've
all the time. It's the make 'em up thing.
I mean, I haven't interviewed anybody in football, but I have interviewed some baseball umpires who, you know, you give them a couple of beverages, you have a little conversation. That's why it's always good to have Bailey's in the morning if you want to get some. So you give the guy a little Irish coffee, and I had a baseball umpire tell me that he told this whole story about Reggie Jackson. He kept calling strikes on Reggie Jackson out of the strike zone because Reggie refused to sign an autograph for his kid. And so when Reggie so he tells this great story.
Well, why wouldn't one of those refs not sign an autograph or a cardinal not sign an autograph for one of the refs' kids?
Exactly. And it was a great story because he was, you know, again, we liquored him up a little bit, and so finally he says Reggie Jackson turns around, says to the umpire, "What the hell? What is wrong with you in this strike zone?" And the ref goes, "Sign my kid's ball."
No.
Oh yeah, he told that story on the radio, but he was retired. He didn't care.
If I'm the catcher, I might roll over laughing while that's going on.
Oh yeah, or either that, you just roll your eyes and just know this happens more than you. It's like not even a joke anymore because maybe that's how it was in the '60s and '70s, and you know when it came to umpiring baseball.
So did Reggie eventually sign that guy's
ball? And he goes, "Oh yeah, he signed the ball."
So like after the game, if I'm Reggie Jackson, I'm knocking on. I don't know if the umpires have like a little ump room where you can knock on their door, but I'd be like, "Hey, here's that ball."
Yeah,
and who do you want it made out to?
Exactly.
Like here's a bat and a jersey.
You know the humility when you realize this guy has my entire fortune in his hands because I can't ever be a great ball player if he's not going to let me fairly be able to figure out how to hit this thing.
Right. I mean, you're not playing every game with that same umpire, but I got to imagine there's a lot of games you're going to play with that umpire as your guy.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that he signed, and you don't know how like if the umpires are in cahoots or whatever, because some umpires are considered the lead umpire, you know, when they're part of like the crew. Mm-hmm. So it's like sometimes if you don't fall in line with what the lead umpire does, and even though the lead umpire might be at third base that one game, and you if you don't start playing ball with the umpire, maybe who knows?
Oh yeah, and I'm the third base umpire. I'd be like, hey, home plate umpire guy. Reggie hasn't signed my kid's ball.
Exactly.
Baseball, that is, of course. And
yeah.
We need to just kind of pick and choose our strikes accordingly.
Yeah, exactly.
They probably they're like a little fraternity of guys.
Oh,
so I'm sure they would work with each other.
Yeah, everyone, and then of course you know maybe that guy goes, "Hey, can I get a signed ball while you're at it?" You know what I'm saying?
I wonder what Reggie's perspective was on all that.
Oh, I would love to hear that.
Right,
I feel like he would tell the truth and you know and say, "Oh yeah." They were, because he probably would say they were corrupt. You know, he'd probably love to get that out there. And probably say, you know how many, I would have had 80 home runs if it weren't for the corrupt umpires, huh?
That's fair. Yeah. He probably would have.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we did a pretty good job not whining
too
much.
Not talking about it?
I think so. I mean, we even went to Reggie Jackson. I said I didn't want to talk about the elephant or the zebra or the cardinal in the room.
Russ is getting banged. You know, he's a stud about that.
Yeah, he surely is. Yeah.
Such a stud.
Yeah.
Well, the season's not over. It's 5-1.
Oh, it isn't?
I don't know. 5-1. It's
5-1. It's over.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I've burned all my jerseys.
Yeah, it's over. Oh, man.
I've become a Cowboys fan. Yeah. I decided that I'm going to follow a winner.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, you want to follow a team that you can, that's predictable.
At least they don't break your heart. They just lose right away.
That's why I'm going Well, I mean, I'm going to go.
Yeah, they lost bad yesterday, right?
That was really bad.
Yeah, I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to become a Giants fan.
Okay, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Because the Cowboys may surprise you. They may break your heart and win a game. You don't need that. You really don't need that in your life. We got a criminal that got caught because he left his severed finger behind. Yeah, Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle for giving us the Migs Report, and today is the day to go hit those pumpkin patches and get yourself a pumpkin because it's National Pumpkin Day.
Oh, it's today?
Oh, nice.
Today is the day. Enjoy some pumpkin seeds, pumpkin pie, pumpkin spiced mocha frappuccino latte.
Okay.
Pumpkin scented candles.
Yeah. I had those Hostess pumpkin cakes. Yes,
pumpkin cakes.
Hostess good
flavored pumpkins.
Yeah,
love all the pumpkin. Cakes. Put it in ya.
Put it in.
Carve your pumpkins. I saw Danny carved his pumpkins over the weekend.
Yes, we did.
Nice.
It was good job, so exciting. Danny. I loved it.
I do like your girlfriend's pumpkin. It was very scary.
Yeah, student loans.
She just carved the word student loans. Most terrifying pumpkin I've ever seen.
That's very clever.
Perican, you did a pizza.
I did a pizza because I couldn't. We were like, hey, let's make stuff that's really scary. And it was a pizza that I couldn't eat. And that's really scary to me.
So you did a pizza. What'd you carve, though? Hey, yo. We haven't carved ours. I don't know if we're even going to get around to it. How we just kind of crept up on us. we finally got our pumpkins. We went to Spooner Farms and had a great time with little baby Tatum. It was fun to see her in the wheelbarrow with the pumpkins. That was cool.
I don't know why you didn't have time to carve your pumpkins. It's not like you were involved in a stressful activity like maybe buying a new house, which you say is not stressful.
Well, dude, the house has already been purchased. I'm already in the house. I just got the pumpkins last week.
I understand that.
The time is now. I failed it. I'm too busy spending time in the Target parking lot, which was super packed this weekend, by the way.
Was it more stressful than when you bought your house?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought of myself this weekend when I did it.
Yeah. What?
It's like, what did I do? Why did I come to Target on a weekend?
Ladies and gentlemen, today brought to you by the letter D for denial.
Yeah, and also D for douche.
Oh, that's actually different where I thought you were going
to
go.
Well, I didn't want to say the other one. But have a great pumpkin day and enjoy the week leading up to Halloween, everybody. Love me some pumpkins.
Yep.
Especially that pumpkin seed.
Smash them, baby.
All right, here's a valuable lesson. If you're going to commit a crime, you're going to flee the scene, it's best if you make sure you grab your severed finger before leaving. Otherwise, you'll probably get busted.
Oh, right.
This happened in Tennessee. Some guy, I guess the cops were called because there was a report of a stolen log splitter at a property. And they noticed along, like next to the log splitter, just a finger and a cell phone, some tools, and some other items. So the detectives realized, hey, we should probably call some hospitals because if somebody lost their finger, they're probably going to have to go to the hospital to get that, like, taken care of.
Yeah.
So they called the hospitals and found out, yep, there was a guy that just showed up, 50-year-old man, and he was missing a digit, and he was also the guy that committed the crime.
What?
So then the cops showed up and they arrested him.
Yep.
They brought the severed finger with them as well, which I thought was really nice of the cops.
That's very nice, especially they could put it back on the dude, yeah.
Right?
Or take fingerprints.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I'm not giving you my fingerprints, but we got one of them already. We actually got your finger.
Boy, you know, life is going good when, you know what, you're 50 years old, and the cops go, would you like your finger back, sir?
The best part, if I'm the cop, I'd be like, we believe you were the one that committed the crime. And he's like, it wasn't me. And they're like, well, does his finger belong to you? Yeah. No, not sure what you're talking about.
He wanted to give the cops the finger, but they had it.
Man, I wanted to give Cardinals the finger last night after that game. Son of a gun, man. The Seahawks lost 37-34 in overtime. I mean, if you're not a Seahawks fan or you're just a fan of football, how do you not love watching these games? If I'm like just a fan of football, I'm just going to watch Seahawks games because they always end in just ridiculous fashion.
That's a fact.
I don't even know where to go with this one. I mean, it was just like all of a sudden you think the Seahawks have got this. They're going into the half. They have the lead. What was the stat? Like they're 59-0 going into the second half with a lead.
Yeah.
Not anymore. They're now 59-1. And then all these crazy things go down. They go into overtime and then it's a missed field goal and you're thinking, okay, the Seahawks have got this and it doesn't happen. And they get interceptions. I mean, three interceptions from Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
it was just a weird game.
Very weird game. Just a very, very weird game.
I mean, the bright spot, I have to say, I mean, there was many bright spots amongst all the crappy spots. But, I mean, Tyler Lockett, geez, three touchdown passes. Some of those catches were just insane. He had a career-high 200 yards receiving on 15 catches. Russell Wilson, like we mentioned, you know, he was 33 of 50, 388 yards, three touchdowns, three interceptions. But, you know, you'll hear in his voice, he just sounds bummed, even though there's optimism in what he's saying. It's weird hearing Russell just sound so down.
You know, there's so much that we can do, and we have so much confidence. Our confidence is not going to waver. You know, nothing really changes except for the fact that we just have to tighten up some things. I have to be better, which I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to playing the next game. I wish we could play tomorrow. That's just, you know, our mentality, and we'll be back stronger. We'll be better. We usually win games like this. That's the reality. You know, we usually win these close matchups. We've done it for years, you know, and so, you know, our confidence and our vision and and who we're going to be and who we are doesn't change.
Yeah, I felt like he looked tired, too. I mean, it was a long game, so
I was tired. I could only imagine he was tired. He was actually the one doing all the work. I just watched the game.
He just felt to me a little tired. When he went back out for the last time, you know, before, again, he got interception again, this guy might be, we might be close to emptying that tank.
I mean, there was a few, like, highlight reel catches, but I think everyone's talking. I mean, that Tyler Lockett one where he just dragged his feet. And originally, like, they called it a touchdown, then they take it back, and then they actually call it a touchdown.
I really didn't think it was a touchdown in real time, so I was so surprised that it was.
But, man, I mean, Buda Baker gets an interception on Russell Wilson. It looks like it's going to be a pick six, a 14-point swing. And then, I don't even know. I didn't know a person could run that fast. Watching DK Metcalf run, to catch Buda Baker was like one of the most insane things. It felt like I was playing Madden, and the guy that intercepted the ball had like a speed rating of 80, and the guy that was trying to catch him had a speed rating of like 190.
Yeah.
It was nuts, man.
It was crazy.
It like made no sense. Like seeing how fast he went, it made no sense. I was like, I never want to be chased by DK Metcalf. I'm so effed. It's a good thing he's not like a serial killer or like a like Jason Voorhees or something. Like everybody would be dead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We knew he was fast, but you don't really get to see that a whole lot.
It's not like Buda Baker's like Steve Nicks slow.
No, I mean
like, he could go pretty quick.
He had a head start,
a huge head start.
Yeah.
Like they said, the DK Metcalf at one point like hit like 22.6 miles per hour.
That's pretty insane,
right?
Yeah,
that's faster than I go on the way home if I leave work after 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's very true. That's very true. You know, seriously, you just go, I'm going to get a rickshaw and go, if I'm in traffic, I'm just going to have him run between the cars.
Yeah, I just want him to carry me. He can do it. He's got the muscles. Yeah.
Well, all right. I was going to just let him have the rickshaw so that I could have a nice, comfortable seat. But if I got to ride on somebody's back, okay, I guess I got to.
I'm sure his traps are just comfortable enough
okay,
to ride
fine.
On.
Okay, fine.
The only person DK Metcalf stars in, the rundown. Yeah. And now here's Russell Wilson just talking about DK with that play.
And it was just an unbelievable play by him. I mean, just the effort. I really respect him for that. You know, that's what it takes, you know, just as a winning effort. So, like I've told you guys, he's one of the best players in the league. He's one of the most special guys I know. He's one of my best friends, and I really respect him. Not just because of his effort on that play, particular play, but that's who he is. That's who he is every day. And he's consistent in that way. So, that's what I love him. That's what I love him for.
That's what irritated me, because the Cardinals really made a big mistake by not kicking that field goal and ended up that DK prevented 7 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, and then I think we went back and scored a touchdown right on the next play, next drive.
It was an incredible, I wish they would have won, because we'd all be talking about how that was just like, that's a play that's going to go on forever. You're going to see video clips of that, and you still will, but like, it would have been nice to know they won the game after all that.
Yeah, it was not a perfect game for the Cardinals either, but I mean, look, give them credit where credit's due. I mean, they have a good enough team that they can, they basically look like us, you know, a roller coaster ride to victory.
Well, that's the thing. It's not like as if the Cardinals suck. I mean, they're now 5-2. They're going into a bye week. We're going to take on the San Francisco 49ers, who just crushed New England 33-6. You got the Rams playing tonight on Monday Night Football against Chicago. They're also good. I mean, even they brought it up during the game. There's a good chance that every NFC West team, with the way that the playoff situation happens this year due to, like, they're adding more teams. What if every NFC West team is in the playoffs?
That's insane.
That'd be nuts.
Yeah.
It'd be bonkers, as the kids say.
Yeah. We're considered a really, really good division, but I've been paying attention to the AFC North, where the Steelers are. That division's pretty good, too.
Were you watching baseball over the weekend? Speaking of bonkers.
Yeah, I know.
Dude! Yeah. I didn't watch it. It just showed up on my Twitter feed. All I needed to see was that ending play in Game 4.
Yeah.
That was just nuts. Like, all of a sudden, everyone's dropping balls, and then the Dodgers looked like they fielded me in the outfield, and then used me as a catcher as well. Like, the entire thing was just a cluster F, and they end up losing that game, which was just crazy. But then the series was tied at 2 games apiece. But last night, Dodgers came back strong. Big win, 3-2. Game 6 tomorrow night.
And that's usually demoralizing. And yet the Dodgers just said, okay, and came back and won game five, yeah.
And they're up 3-2. That was that tied. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. The Dodgers 1 game away from being your World Series champion.
Yeah, but I don't count those Rays out just yet.
Did you happen to catch the Atlanta Falcons, how they found a way to find a way to lose in the most funny way?
I don't know exactly what they did. What did they do?
Okay, so they were down 14-16 to the Detroit Lions, and everyone's laughing because in a way they lost because they scored a touchdown. So there's just a minute left, and like, you know, when you're close to scoring a touchdown, they're on the 10-yard line, they're like, okay, let's take our time so that way when we do score, we're not giving the other team a chance to come back and score in return.
Good strategy.
Well, Todd Gurley gets the ball, and he just, like, powers through into the end zone. But as he's doing it, he realizes, oh, crap, I shouldn't have done that because we still needed to kill some time. So he tries to fall down on the ground, but he still fell into the end zone and scored the touchdown. And at that point, the Lions start celebrating. Even though they're losing, they're like, great, thank you. We now have time to go back down. And that's exactly what they did, and scored the game-winning touchdown with 0 seconds left and beat the Atlanta Falcons. What a tough season.
Oh, man, those Falcons.
As far as weather, we've got 50 degrees. We'll see some sun later on today, and that's the major part, and that's what's up.
Yeah, and of course, if you want to hear even more fun about this, we'll be talking to Mitch Levy about 7:19 this morning, We'll see what he has.
But I'm with Russ, man. I heard that clip, and when he just said, "I wish I could just go play again tomorrow," as a fan, I was like, "Man, I just wish they could play again tomorrow. Get this bad taste out of our mouth."
Yeah,
because it was a fun game, man.
Oh, it was a fun game, and
just was a heartbreaker ending.
You know. Yeah. It wasn't, and you're heartened because you go, okay, we can play with those Cardinals. We weren't sure because we were like, how good are the Cardinals? We're going to find out how good the Niners are. We're going to find out about our division because we played a bunch of games and not have played them until last night. So we really didn't know, you know, how good our division was or wasn't. And we're good enough to play with the Cardinals, we know. I mean, we led that whole game and Cardinals made a lot of mistakes too. So
we just got to figure out what the hell's going on defense. It's just like, they even said during the game, it feels like a flag football game. Like our offense is obviously dialed in, minus a couple mistakes, but that's going to happen. And no one's like, you know, I mean, it's like not robots out there, but this defense, there's like zero confidence in when they're out there in the field. Like it's like, what, maybe a couple plays where they actually were able to stop them to the point where they got a punt and you're like, oh my gosh. They're awesome, and then something crappy happens the next time they're out there.
Well,
and they were tired at the end. I get it, but like, you know.
Well, and Kyler Murray is, you know, that dude.
He's okay.
I mean, it is, you know, every once in a while we see a quarterback that's similar to ours. Mm-hmm. We saw that with Lamar Jackson last year. You get to see the idea that, oh, this is what it feels like to defend against Russell Wilson. And that Murray kid, I mean, they even talked about it. I mean, he's the same height. He has a very similar skill set. And they're saying that, you know, this is the kind of football we're going to see. We're going to see flag football rather than your Tom Brady and your Drew Brees kind of football. You're going to see Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray football. And they are changing the game. These 5'10", 5'9" dudes who would never ever have a chance to be a quarterback in the NFL. Well, Russell's shown that you can be very successful being that kind of quarterback.
He opened the door for a lot of these guys. That's
and
for sure.
We saw it last night. I mean, it was so frustrating that they could not stop Murray. I mean, you know, they had to play a defense to at least into the prevent defense so that no bombs can happen. But then all of a sudden there's an open field for him, you know, and so he's getting his yards that way. You know, I get the frustration all the years people had against Russ.
And, I mean, I think he's the most likable guy, even though he's on the other team. Larry Fitzgerald, I mean, what a cool moment. Like, he went 1,400 yards. Yeah. That was like, the record. Like, not a record. It was a massive milestone.
Yeah.
It's like him and Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
And they are in the same company.
Yeah.
Man, that guy, it's like he's never missed a game, too. And they pointed out how many games this guy's played. It's ridiculous.
It is insane. I mean, obviously, he's not as effective as he used to be, but because he'll even say, I'm an old man. You know, he's like, I'm 102 out here with these young guys. But it is amazing that he's able to play the game enough that he could surpass a record that nobody thought anybody would do.
He's just so damn good. It's like, and it's like, you don't really, as much as you want to, like, boo the Cardinals, when he does something cool, you're like, oh, man, Larry Fitzgerald, he's a pretty sweet dude.
Oh, yeah, you got to give credit.
It's just so stupid, but it's funny.
You know how there's dog years in football years. How old is Larry Fitzgerald?
He's like 1,000 years.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I mean, you gotta respect the guy. On Friday, Steve did get this one right.
What does the L stand for in the surgical procedure LASIK?
The L laser.
Yes,
laser.
Laser.
The way you said that.
Laser.
Laser.
Very nice.
With a Z.
Yeah. All right, you want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Makes It 649 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.